Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach, at the top of the hour. Megan Barth will join us as well. Big day politically. Minimize what's going on with the coronavirus, but Bernie Sanders has suspended his campaign. I think that means he's done. But Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. He joins us from his home in beautiful Washington, D.C. Mark, first of all, thanks for joining us. The question I ask everybody, how are you and your family and your friends and your associates, how are you coping right now?
Well, everything, everyone's healthy, campaign maybe in a virtual, distancing mode, but because we have such a huge advantage in terms of digital and in terms of our online presence, it's really not that much of a big deal for us. We're still able to go out and do events every night online around 8 o'clock that are drawing more than a million people each and every night. It's really remarkable.
Does it help or does it hurt to have the president on, an hour every day, sometimes 2 hours every day, 7 days a week? There are no off days. There are no Sundays. Every day is a work day for the president of the United States with this coronavirus thing. Is that helping or hurting the president?
Well, I think the president is doing what he was elected to do, which is lead our country during these very challenging and difficult times. And that's what the people expect him to do. They expect him to be at the White House 7 days a week.
Whoops.
Sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We're having some problems, obviously, with the cell phone from Mark Lauder's home. We'll see if we can improve that. But Mark, let me ask you though, when you talk about stuff that the campaign can do, what is it specifically that you can do? When you talk about some of these online events, what are they like? What do you do? Okay, we are having problems with Mark Lauder. We'll try and reconnect with a landline here in just a bit. I do want you to hear the president though, because he had an amazing session yesterday. Was on with Seema Verma, the director for Medicare and Medicaid. And this was a question that came up over the last 24 hours. It's bubbled up. And a lot of people concerned about this. And this is cut one, by the way. Why the African-American community is being impacted more than others when it comes to the coronavirus. This was cut one. Actually, last night, this was the question being asked, I guess, yesterday a lot. Here it is.
I wanted to follow up. You talked about African Americans and how they've been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus.
Seems to be, unfortunately.
Do you plan on requiring the CDC, any federal agencies or state agents, public places doing tests and private companies doing tests to collect that data on the race of the people being tested and the race of the people being treated and how?
Well, we're seeing tremendous evidence that African Americans are affected at a far greater percentage number than other citizens of our country, because we're dealing with our country. Now we're looking at it from a worldwide standpoint. Tony Fauci is looking at it very strongly, but these numbers have started to come out, and they're very strong, and they're pretty obvious. I mean, you're talking
that,
about...
You will release that publicly.
Would you like to talk about that for a second, please?
I think one of the things that we're going to be doing with our Medicare data is to do that analysis. We're going to look back at the last month or so and look at, you know, related type illnesses. Going forward, we now have a code for coronavirus, so we can actually stratify by demographic information, so we can look at race as a factor. We can also look at what the underlying health issues are as well. So we'll be providing that data very shortly. But we will be...
That's Seema Verma, the director of Medicare and Medicaid. She's been on this program, what, two, three, four times, and very, very smart lady. We've got Mark Lauder back, and Mark, we were talking about what precisely you can do in these online sessions that you say go at 8 o'clock every night. I'm assuming that's 8 o'clock Eastern time. Can you talk a little bit about what goes on and what you can get done?
Well, each night it's a different focus point for us. Last night, Lara Trump was on, and you're right, it's at 8 o'clock Eastern. A couple of nights ago, it was Black Voices for Trump leadership. We have senior leadership from the campaign. Latinos for Trump have been on there. We are also going to have Women for Trump. So every night of the week is a different group, different focus point. You can go to our website, donaldjtrump.com, and go under events. You'll find out the schedule for the week. And you can sign up for each individual virtual broadcast, and let us know you want to participate.
One of the pieces of news yesterday: Stephanie Grisham stepping down as presidential press secretary. She will go back to the First Lady's office and be chief of staff there. And Kayleigh McEnany, she's been on our show, I don't know, 40 times, maybe 50 times. She knows a lot. She is media savvy. What will she be like as the next press secretary?
Well, you know, anyone who knows Kayleigh knows her, that she is a fighter, and she comes in ready to have that fight every day, which is what the president's looking for. Obviously, you know, I have served in the White House as the vice president's press secretary, worked closely with the White House, two White House press secretaries during my tenure, and, you know, it is a never-ending stream of media requests, interviews, articles, and pushing back on the fake mainstream media narrative. There's no one better armed and equipped, ready to go than Kayleigh. Also, obviously, have a lot of respect and know Stephanie very well, and know she's going to be a great value as the chief of staff for the First Lady.
Are you surprised that she went as long as she did without ever having one of those crazy White House press corps briefings, those daily briefings? She didn't do one of them.
Not necessarily, because, I mean, it's not something that, I mean, those have turned into, now it's changed a little bit, obviously, because of the current situation, but back in the, for the last year or so, it is nothing more than reporters trying to make a name for themselves, screaming at you with their liberal fantasy opinions about why they're right and you're wrong. It's why the mainstream media is 90 to 95% negative on the president. The president didn't think that there was any much value in just going up there and having Stephanie serve as a punching bag, we would be better set by letting people actually hear from the president. So nearly every day you heard from him, whether he was boarding Marine One, whether he was giving a rally speech or a speech, or coming into the cabinet room during a meeting with a world leader or with various CEOs and such. But nearly every day the people got to hear from the president directly himself. No need to have somebody else up there and have to take that fight on. But if they do it, I can tell you they will find a match in Kayleigh McEnany.
I want to ask you what you think the role of the press secretary will be under Kayleigh McEnany, as opposed to Stephanie or Sean Spicer or any of these other people that have served before. In this age of coronavirus, where the president is, as you said, in some cases doing two-hour press events, can you talk a little bit, is her role and that of the press secretary going to change a little bit now in the age of the coronavirus?
Probably not much here in the beginning. Obviously, I think the coronavirus task force, the president, the vice president, will continue doing those briefings. So the back office work, and that's what most people don't see, even if there were traditional White House press briefings with the press secretary, 95% of your job is behind the scenes, in the office, talking to reporters directly, on the phone with them, exchanging emails. All of that will continue. And it happened under Stephanie. It will continue under Kaylee, I have no doubt. Once we get through this, obviously, if the president decides that we'll go back to having a more traditional White House press briefing kind of scenario, then obviously Kaylee will prepare for that. But I'll tell you, having been in the office when Sean was there and when Sarah Sanders were there, it would take up about 2.5 to 3 hours a day to get ready for those White House press briefings because you have to be prepared. And they are very time consuming. And I know Kaylee will do a great job. We'll have a great team. But trust me, there's a lot of work that goes into those, and there's also a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that nobody ever sees.
How much access does the press secretary today have with the president? Will Kaylee have a lot of FaceTime with the president, or will it go through the chief of staff, or what?
You know, it varies for each press secretary and each chief of staff, but generally speaking, you know, you're in the room, you're in the Oval Office there with the president, especially right before a briefing, preparing him. If he's going to go out and do the briefing, if you're going to go out and do the briefing, then you need to be able to go in there and ask things that you think the media is going to cover until you make sure that you're saying exactly what he wants to have said. It always varies from press secretary to press secretary, but you know, I know Kaylee well enough to know that there's a, you know, it would take the Secret Service to keep her away from the president if she needed to get a question answered.
Hey, Mark, stay safe. I know you're working hard for the president, even in these coronavirus times. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Look forward to it, Kevin. Thanks.
That's Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. Stick around. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. One of the things we're going to do is kind of roll through some of the things that the president and his team, the vice president, the task force, what they are doing to keep Americans safer. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Speaking of dizzy, holy Toledo! And you're trying to tell me he's cleared the field, and he's going to be the nominee of the Democrat Party? Are you joking? Are they willing to put Joe Biden up there?
Pow pow pow!
Yeah, wow! Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, you'll hear Bernie Sanders essentially throw in the towel, at least for now. I mean, Democrats are going to get nervous about Joe Biden. I guarantee you, they really honestly are. At last night's press briefing, which I thought was very, very important, because the president spent a lot of time dealing with a lot of different efforts. And in particular, let's go to cut two, because the president talked about government efforts to fight the COVID-19. Listen to the president last night.
Even painful week, we see glimmers of very, very strong hope, and this will be a very painful week. And next week, at least part of next week, but probably all of it. Look, if one person dies, it's a painful week, and we know that's going to unfortunately happen. This is a monster we're fighting, but signs are that our strategy is totally working. Every American has a role to play in winning this war. And we're going to be winning it. We're going to be winning it powerfully. And we'll be prepared for the next one should it happen, but hopefully it won't. Our massive airlift operation for critical supplies, it's called Project Airbridge, continued today as five massive planes, flights, landed in the United States, packed with personal protective equipment. And our nation's heroic healthcare workers will be the beneficiaries of that. 27 more flights are scheduled in the near future over the next couple of weeks. The Army Corps of Engineers is constructing facilities that will support more than 15,000 hospital beds to treat patients in need. So they're building now approximately 15,000. They just completed the big one in New York. They just completed and are in the process of continuing in Chicago and many other places. They're incredible. The Army Corps of Engineers, we owe them a lot. What they're able to do in such a short period of time, they'll build these massive facilities, 2,000 beds in 4 days. So it's really something very special. I know I was in the construction industry, and you don't see that happen very often. I want to remind governors and emergency managers that sharing real-time data with us about equipment and their needs is very important. All of their supplies, hospital occupancy is critical. A lot of the occupancy is really getting a little bit lower than anticipated, and that's good. We sort of thought that was going to happen. And we're getting along very well with the governors. This whole situation with respect to talking to us about equipment and equipment needs, giving us a little bit of lead time, so important. All the supplies, we're getting it to everybody like they never thought possible, but we'll ensure that we can rapidly deploy federal assets where and when they're needed, especially on ventilators. We're actually getting some ventilators back. As you know, the state of California was great. They sent some back, which they won't need. And Washington State, likewise. And we have some others coming back, so we're using them in areas we need them. We are pressing forward aggressively on the scientific frontier of the medical war. The companies I've spoke to, the four leading, I call them the genius companies, they're doing incredibly well with respect to cures and also with respect to a vaccine that's going to protect us totally, protect us. And they have some great potential. It's going to take a little while yet, but they have some great potential, some great early results.
There you have it. The President of the United States talking about some good early, in fact, some great early results. Just to give you the numbers as we have them now from state officials, Nevada deaths at 71, positive tests 2,216, total tests 17,404, and the bulk of the positive tests, a little bit of a surprise, comes in the 50 to 59 range. The 50 to 59 range. So we'll keep you apprised of that as we go along. By the way, if you would like to spend 10 minutes and save hundreds of dollars on your home, auto, and life insurance, I want you to call my friends at Castle Insurance. Would you do that for me? Castle Insurance, no matter where you live in the state of Nevada, they can help you save money. And if you, hey, if you're shut in, if you're staying at home for Nevada, why don't you save some money? 702-714-1060. That's 702-714-1060. Coming up, Bernie Sanders suspends. That's next, live and local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed, loving God, country, and family, being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States now nearing 400,000 with nearly 13,000 deaths. Yesterday, a particularly deadly day in the nation as more than 1,800 people died of COVID-19-related problems, a record for the number of deaths from the virus in one country in a single day. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin promising the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans that have become greatly needed because of the pandemic. Mnuchin saying this morning,
"We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there."
Mnuchin there speaking by phone on CNBC. Passover begins this evening for Jews around the world, but the pandemic is forcing many to make changes. Many are having virtual Seder dinners online. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Nominees for the 2021 NASCAR Hall of Fame class are announced. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
For five decades, the Motor Racing Network has been the voice of NASCAR. And now, it's time to tell our story.
They are in turn two in front of Mike Joy.
With help from some of the sport's iconic voices.
Oh, crap! And I spin around.
Here comes Richard Petty.
I'm Fred Armstrong. Join me for MRN's newest podcast series, MRN Presents 50 Years, The Voice of NASCAR. Available for download on MRN.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Now we're easy top 10 car.
Before you dive into the race weekend, get up to speed with MRN Out Loud.
That is what makes an extraordinary team.
I'm Woody Kane, inviting you to join me every Thursday as we talk to NASCAR drivers and crew chiefs about the coming weekend's race.
There's a lot that we've been working on.
And let you know when and where to hear MRN's coverage from the track.
It's one of the older race surfaces we go to.
Gear up for the race when you catch MRN Out Loud, streaming every Thursday at MRN.com or wherever great podcasts are found.
There will be three new inductees into the NASCAR Hall of Fame for 2021, a change from the five we have seen since 2010. The new ballot will be split with two inductees from the modern era and one from the list of pioneers. Modern era nominees include 15-time most popular driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., 21-time Cup Series winner Jeff Burton, and 28-time Cup Series winner Carl Edwards among the new names on the list, joined by Neil Bonnett, Harry Gant, Harry Hyde, Larry Phillips, Ricky Rudd, Kurt Shelberdine, and Mike Stefanik. See the full list breakdown now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
And oh, yeah.
Shot, and another one. Another one buys the dust. Hey,
Bernie Sanders. Suspending his campaign. We'll let you hear from Bernie Sanders in just a couple of minutes. I know you have a busy life, even in self-quarantining and things like that. But we have created something for you because we know you love this show, and we know it's important to you. And we want to make sure that each and every day you have access. We live in an on-demand world. And that's why we've created Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. And about 3 o'clock every afternoon, you can hear the entire show, all 3 hours of it. So try it out right now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. KevinWallRadio.com. I promised I'd let you hear Bernie Sanders in his own words announcing that he's dropping. Well, he's not dropping out. He's suspending, whatever that means. That normally means dropping out, although in this particular case, it may be if people get tired of Joe Biden and we get to convention time or virtual convention time, that we might see Bernie get back into it. I don't know. He might unsuspend. This was Bernie Sanders just minutes ago.
Good morning, and thank you very much for joining me. I want to express to each of you my deep gratitude for helping to create an unprecedented grassroots political campaign that has had a profound impact in changing our nation. I want to thank the hundreds of thousands of volunteers who knocked on doors, millions of them, in the freezing winters of Iowa and New Hampshire, and in the heat of Nevada and in South Carolina, and in states throughout the country. I want to thank the 2 million Americans who have contributed financially to our campaign and showed the world that we can take on a corrupt campaign finance system and run a major presidential campaign without being dependent upon the wealthy and the powerful. Thank you for your 10 million contributions, averaging $18.50 a donation. I want to thank those who phone banked for our campaign and those of you who sent out millions of texts. And I want to thank the many hundreds of thousands of Americans who attended our rallies, town meetings, and house parties from New York to California. Some of these events had over 25,000 people, some had a few hundred, and some had a dozen. But all were important. And let me thank those who made these many events possible. I also want to thank our surrogates, too many to name. I can't imagine that any candidate has ever been blessed with a stronger and more dedicated group of people who have taken our message to every part of this country. And I want to thank all of those who made the music and the art an integral part of our campaign. I want to thank all of you who spoke to your friends and neighbors, posted on social media, and worked as hard as you could to make this a better country. Together, we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward in the never-ending struggle for economic justice, social justice, racial justice, and environmental justice. I also want to thank the many hundreds of people on our campaign staff. You were willing to move from one state to another and do all the work that had to be done. No job was too big or too small for you. You rolled up your sleeves and you did it. You embodied the words that are at the core of our movement, not me, but us. And I thank each and every one of you for what you've done. As many of you will recall, Nelson Mandela, one of the great freedom fighters in modern world history, famously said, and I quote, "It always seems impossible until it is done," end quote. And what he meant by that is that the greatest obstacle to real social change has everything to do with the power of the corporate and political establishment to limit our vision as to what is possible and what we are entitled to as human beings. If we don't believe that we are entitled to health care as a human right, we will never achieve universal health care. If we don't believe that we are entitled to decent wages and working conditions, millions of us will continue to live in poverty. If we don't believe that we are entitled to all of the education we require to fulfill our dreams, many of us will leave school saddled with huge debt or never get the education we need. If we don't believe that we are entitled to live in a world that has a clean environment and is not ravaged by climate change, we will continue to see more drought, floods, rising sea levels, and increasingly uninhabitable planet. If we don't believe that we are entitled to live in a world of justice, democracy, and fairness, without racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, or religious bigotry. We will continue to have massive income and wealth inequality, prejudice and hatred, mass incarceration, terrified immigrants, and hundreds of thousands of Americans sleeping out on the streets in the richest country on earth. And focusing on that new vision for America is what our campaign has been about and what, in fact, we have accomplished. Few would deny that over the course of the past 5 years, our movement has won the ideological struggle. In so-called red states and blue states and purple states, a majority of the American people now understand that we must raise the minimum wage to at least $15 an hour, that we must guarantee health care as a right to all of our people, that we must transform our energy system away from fossil fuel, and that higher education must be available to all, regardless of income. It was not long ago that people considered these ideas radical and fringe. Today, they are mainstream ideas, and many of them are already being implemented in cities and states across the country. That is what we have accomplished together. In terms of healthcare, even before this horrific pandemic we are now experiencing, more and more Americans understood that we must move to a Medicare for All single-payer program. During the primary elections, exit polls showed in state after state, a strong majority of Democratic primary voters supported a single government health insurance program to replace private insurance. That was true even in states where our campaign did not prevail. And let me just say this, in terms of healthcare, this current horrific crisis that we are now in has exposed for all to see how absurd our current employer-based health insurance system is. The current economic downturn we are experiencing has not only led to a massive loss of jobs, but has also resulted in millions of Americans losing their health insurance.
There you go. That's Bernie Sanders just about an hour ago. With his announcement that he is suspending his campaign. Does that mean he might unsuspend it as we get closer to the election if they find that Joe Biden can't beat Donald J. Trump? We keep hearing Andrew Cuomo's name, the governor of New York. He's on TV about an hour every day. And my guess is there are people in the Democrat Party that would like to at least give him a try. Anyway, stick around. When we come back, this is going to be interesting, because one of the complaints about the Trump administration has been their inability to get medical supplies and ventilators and gowns and masks to where they are needed. But according to the president, we're stockpiling ventilators and medical supplies big time. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
We encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the gift card challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the gift card challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today. Participate in the gift card challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hashtag gift card challenge. Learn more at giftcardchallenge.org.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Bye, bye,
bye. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. It's a hump day. That means Chuck Booth will join us in just a couple of minutes, the president of Citizen Outreach. One of the things I miss most during this stay-at-home for Nevada thing is sports. We know that Major League Baseball, they spent much of yesterday discussing options for reopening the baseball season. In some cases, it involved, well, I'll give you one proposal, and that is to bring all 30 teams to Arizona, okay, and essentially playing games where teams are confined to their hotels, but that they would play a series of games. So the Cardinals would still play the Cubs, but they'd do it in Mesa, or they'd do it at Chase Field. I don't know how that's going to play out. Now, the National Hockey League has a little bit of a different problem. Their season is, for all intents and purposes, over. Might we be able to have playoffs? Don't know. But one of the things that the Golden Knights Radio Network is doing, and Wyatt Cox, you're a guy that's on the inside here, they're going to begin tonight. Replaying classic Golden Knights games dating back to season one.
Well, and you know, season one, they had that incredible run in October of 2017.
Yeah.
Where they, I mean, it was like they would win every game. And the play was something that nobody ever thought would happen from a first season team. I mean, I know you've never seen anything like that.
No. And more than that, that first season came just days away from 1 October, where the entire community was stunned, was just demoralized. But yet energized, and everybody was reacting to 1 October. And during that period, the Golden Knights did something nobody, not Gerard Gallant or any of the front office staff, nobody thought they would be able to do this.
No, they thought two, three seasons in, we'll be in the playoffs.
If we can get close to 500, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got hockey on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations.
Tonight, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
The Knights at Dallas. That was the first of the run. You remember that game.
Oh, that was the road game that preceded their home opener.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they did two home games before they opened.
And this was just days after 1 October, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
From October 6, 2017.
And am I right? You'll have a game every other night. So
yes.
Beginning tonight.
Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Tomorrow. Oh, I love it.
And then next week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
And they got games booked till what, April 22nd?
Through the 22nd for the moment. And we'll see what happens after that. But, it's going to be fun right here. 6 o'clock each night. Eat every other night here on the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Oh, I love it. And it comes for Vegas Golden Knights games. I mentioned the president. I'm going to give him the last word on this. There's been a lot of criticism that, we don't have enough ventilators, we don't have enough gloves, we don't have enough this, we don't have enough that. But it turns out that we're getting that worked out. But the president yesterday, last night, in fact, at his daily news conference, said that they're ramping up stockpiles of ventilators and other medical supplies. I want you to listen to what the administration is doing rather than what they're not doing. Here it is.
Today, in our stockpile of ventilators, and again, we need the stockpile so we can immediately move them from place to place wherever the monster hits. It's a monster. We have 8,675 ventilators right now in stock, ready to move. And we have all sorts of incredible soldiers. Our military is going to move them should they be needed in, as an example, if we need additional in New York or the New York City area. You have state, you have city, and spoke to Mayor de Blasio, and we really have a great, well-coordinated campaign with Mayor de Blasio. It's been really good. Spoke to Governor Cuomo. It's been great coordination. So if they need something, we have it. If Louisiana needs something, we have it. Same thing with Michigan. Same thing with Illinois. There are certain spots that are very hot. And we'll see what happens. But we'll know pretty much we'll have time, and we'll be able to move it. In addition to the 8,675 ventilators, we have 2,200 arriving on April 13th. We have 5,500 arriving on May 4th. These are ones that we're building for the most part. And we have, as you know, great companies building them. Ford, General Motors, GE. We have really some great companies that are doing it. On May 18th, we have 12,000. On June 1st, we have 20,000. On June 29th, we have 60,000 ventilators coming. 60. So we have a total of 110,000 ventilators coming over a short period of time. I don't think we'll need them. Hopefully we won't need them. I don't think we'll need anywhere near them. But we'll have them for the future, and we'll also be able to help other countries who are desperate for ventilators. The UK called today, and they wanted to know would it be possible to get 200, and we're going to work it out. We got to work it out. They've been great partners, United Kingdom. and we're going to work it out for them. So they wanted 200. They needed them desperately. We now have 10 drugs in active trials, with 15 more soon to follow, as well as 2 vaccine candidates in active clinical trials. We'll do whatever it takes to secure needed medical supplies and bring more production of essential medicines back to our shores. We're doing that. We're bringing them back to our shores. A lot of these companies, they went a little bit haywire. They went away from this great country, and they had them produced elsewhere. So we're going to start bringing them back. I've been talking about that for a long time, not only with medical, but lots of other things. America continues to perform more tests than any other nation in the world, and I think that's probably why we have more cases. Because when you look at some of these very large countries, I know for a fact that they have far more cases than we do, but they don't report them.
That's the president last night at his daily news conference, which these things go sometimes upwards of 2 hours. That's incredible. By the way, I'm going to leave you with this story. A California sheriff has warned that people can be fined $1,000 and even jailed for not covering their faces in public. This is Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco announcing the tougher measures after the department lost 2 deputies to COVID-19. Chad Bianco says that he's going to start arresting and fining upwards of $1,000 in Riverside County. Yeah. No, they say if you don't wear a mask out in public, you can be pulled over and you can be fined and you can be jailed. And 2 deputies from that department have died after contracting COVID-19. But isn't that a little bit extreme? And now I've got on the other side of the glass up in Ely, I've got Wyatt Cox now has donned a mask. The problem is it makes me sound nasally and awful. So that's the only reason. And I'm sitting here in a studio all by myself. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joins us next, live and local now.